This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. It's the 18th day of February, and wow, as we were in the commercial break there, my kid's school put out the notice that they're doing virtual learning today. So at least they got that as an option after COVID. They can do virtual learning. Maybe we can get another look at Canvas and figure out what's really going on in the classrooms. What do you think, Kim?
You know, they have the option of virtual, but that also just means the parents of these younger kids have to figure out a way to either take off from their day job or juggle both, be virtual too, and help their kids with school.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously your daughter's old enough to be able to do that on her own.
Well, and she would be driving in, and you as a parent would have some concerns about that. But, you know, we just drove on these roads. We all drove into this job today. We made it. There's plenty of traffic on the roads out there. It's not that bad right now. It is cold.
But here's what you have to think about. Like tomorrow, depending on how bad it is, that makes me a little nervous. And this is someone who lived in Iowa, and I would drive my little car that had rear wheel drive. It was terrible in the snow, and I'd drive right in 6 inches of snow at 3 in the morning. It was awful because I had to be there. But it's not worth the risk, because you might be a safe driver, but the problem is the idiot driving next to you isn't. So it doesn't really matter how safe of a driver you are. It matters how safe of the drivers the other people on the road are.
Yeah.
And some people just never, ever take precautions, and then you're going to pay the price for that.
Yeah, I understand those concerns, and I still think maybe they've overreacted again like they did
probably
last
today
Wednesday.
They have.
I think they have. Now, tomorrow, maybe not. We'll see what happens this afternoon. That's why I invited meteorologist Dave Murray on the show this morning, and he'll join us in the 8 o'clock hour to kind of give us his final. I think he had the best forecast on the last storm, which was less than, and I think he's revised his forecast for today again. Now, if you live down in Farmington, Bonterre, south and southwest of St. Louis, you're going to get hammered. It sounds like the heavier snow has been forced south. And right along the I-70-64 corridor into St. Louis, it's going to be probably 1 to 3 inches, according to what a lot of the local meteorologists are now saying. Now, they missed those forecasts before, so we'll see what Dave Murray has to say about it. But I really do think calling off this morning was was really, you know, and like my daughter's school's not off, but I would argue how much you really get done on a virtual learning day.
I agree. I would have a hard time with that. I think today seems to be, from what we're experiencing right now, it seems to be a bit of an overreaction. Tomorrow might be a little bit more understandable.
But if you call it a virtual learning day, do you get credit for it, I guess?
I thought that was the whole idea of it.
I think that's the point. You don't have to make it up at the end of the year. Which some of them may be looking at now and starting to get a little concerned over.
But this is why some kids have fallen behind, because you're just not the same learning experience if you're sitting behind a computer for 8 hours a day.
We're soft. Let's just face it. We're soft. We drove in this morning and the roads were still. It was hard to see the lines on the roads in some cases, but it wasn't slick. And I know once more volume gets out there, Sue Thomas will be keeping an eye on that for you. So just so you know, that's what's going on. All right, later this hour, we'll talk to our friend John Lamping. You know, he's been watching, as we have, as these politicians basically have been throwing a temper tantrum because we're going to eliminate wasteful spending, which has led me to this question all along. How is the money getting back to them? Why else would they care so much about millions of dollars being spent on stuff we don't care about in foreign countries if some of it wasn't being funneled back to them or their interests indirectly? I think that's a key question. We'll find out what John thinks about it here at the bottom of the hour, because that's something that Elon Musk is going to have to expose here at some point. We'll get to another news about 6:45 with Ethan, but Carl, right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This is going to yet again raise the concern about FAA air traffic control staffing. Now, this is a Canadian air traffic control tower.
Why, yes, it is. Thank you for pointing that out. These people drive me crazy. That was Tom Costello from NBC News. Well, you know, Donald Trump's been trying to cut the FAA. Hey, Tom, it was in Canada.
Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
The fine could be even higher.
I love this. 60 Minutes went over to do a hit piece on Doge and Elon Musk and J.D. Vance. And what they did was prove J.D. Vance completely correct. Because in Germany, you can be arrested for saying something online against somebody that they don't like. You can be arrested for free speech, which is exactly what J.D. Vance lectured them about and that they're still whining about 4 days later.
We work on the principles that liberty is given to each of us. And in the famous words of Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah, your choice. That was a couple of anti-Trump protesters in D.C. who've decided that it's against their liberty for Elon Musk to eliminate government waste. Go figure that out.
They suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people who are receiving fraudulent Social Security payments.
Caroline Leavitt, the great Caroline Leavitt on with Hannity. And boy, I tell you what, have you looked at the list of that Musk released on X showing Social Security payments to dead people?
Yeah, they're like 300 years old.
Millions. And like we pay more out in Social Security than we have residents in the United States. Like, how's that possible? Where's all the money going? Even if some of these accounts were coded wrong, the numbers are in the thousands. How is that possible? That we have either such incompetence or such fraud going on in the government. So you know what happens next. The Democrats are going to start claiming, I'm waiting for Debbie Downer to come out and start claiming that Republicans are going to steal your Social Security. Donald Trump's real goal, Elon Musk's real goal, because he doesn't have enough trillions of dollars, is to get the $892 your grandma gets each month in Social Security. It is the most ridiculous argument you'll ever hear. And Caroline Leavitt spelled that out pretty clearly yesterday. So listen to this.
So rest assured to all of the people watching your show tonight, if you paid into the system, honestly, you will continue to receive your Social Security checks. Do not buy into the lies from the legacy fake news media who are trying to fear you and scare you into believing otherwise. This is what we've seen them do about President Trump for years with every promise that he has made. And he's going in there to protect your hard-earned money. That is the ultimate goal.
Yes. Thank you. What a well-spoken young lady. I just have to tell you, she's crushing it in the White House press briefing room every single day. All right. So you know what they're going to accuse us of? What are they accusing each other of? They're now pointing fingers at each other on the left on what they did wrong, what they didn't do wrong. They're angry that that they didn't react differently. But some still seem to think they were right on target in 2024 in the November election. We're going to get to Aaron Evans, who's a Republican strategist, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. John Lamping, former Missouri senator at the bottom of the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hour. Stay tuned.
We are not going to sit around while you go ahead and desecrate our Constitution, or you look at the laws that have been passed into law and say, never mind, we'll just ignore that. Instead, we are going to be in your face, we are going to be on your asses, and we are going to make sure, we are going to make sure you understand what democracy looks like. This
wow.
Ain't it.
It's also, we understand what a microphone that's overmodulated sounds like. Ah, just makes it worse. Nails on a chalkboard. Jasmine Crockett there, the congresswoman from Texas, warning you that you're not going to get away with cutting fraud and waste, Elon Musk. We're going to be on you. The reaction from the left so far has amazed me. Instead of praising the guy that's uncovering waste, fraud, and abuse, all you see is a threat to your ultimately the god you pray to, which is big government. They see a reduction in the size of government, and they can't stand it. And so far, it's been a very ineffective argument. I think most Americans don't really see what they're after here. We've got Aaron Evans back with us, winning Republican Strategies president, and he's probably seeing some of the same overreactions I am. Aaron, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Great to be on.
Yeah, what do you think when you see these meltdowns in public? Maxine Waters, Jasmine Crockett, Elizabeth Warren, who they absolutely cannot believe anybody would want to spend fewer taxpayer dollars?
It really, I mean, look, they're saying out loud what we've always feared internally about our government. And I think what we're seeing, I mean, the massive, to your point about the waste, fraud, and abuse that's going on that Elon and the Doge team is uncovering. And I think, you know, one of the greatest things that's happened in my 20 years in politics is what's happening right now. It's way past due. And I think that ultimately, you know, it's not just the pet projects, but when you look at some of the money and where it was going, I mean, we're talking about, I mean, we're defunding a lot of the Democrat machine, because yes. what we're finding out is, you know, all this mysterious money that showed up through Act Blue and all these random places, what we're finding out is a lot of this wasn't real donors. You know, a lot of this is money that's been our taxpayer dollars funneled through a bunch of, you know, organizations, and God knows where it's actually ending up. And it's shaking up this corrupt world in D.C. And, you know, many of you listening today, I mean, you're out already this morning early, working hard, making a living, trying to make, you know, pay bills. You know, I'm up early talking on the radio, trying to pay bills. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's a whole different world in D.C. And I think they're saying out loud what we feared, and the American people fully have Trump's back on this.
Well, the important thing to look at here, I think, I have no doubt that the Democrats will regroup, and they will, if not through the courts, some other way, have some level of effectiveness in slowing down what Donald Trump's trying to do. But they've been at the game too long not to achieve that. But initially, when you look at him, it seems rather disorganized. I saw where Jen Psaki was criticizing Kamala Harris for campaigning with Liz Cheney. And when I see that, I'm thinking, well, they still don't really get it. They were mad because Kamala Harris aligned herself with a Republican, whether that Republican was popular with Republicans or not.
Well, and I think you really see the radicalization and the elitism both, I think, in this whole story about Harris and Cheney. I mean, first of all, the fact that Harris was so out of touch that she thought campaigning with Cheney was going to win Republicans is crazy. She clearly had never looked at a poll. But then secondly, you're right. I mean, you know, literally, they're so extreme and so radical that the old days of, you know, where and I mean, even I've been doing this for 20 years. And even when I first got involved, I mean, it was such a different political world. And Democrats were doing things then to hurt the country. But it was very different. And I mean, we had Democrats who agreed on the core things about America, and we still had some crazy Democrats that didn't. But I mean, now it's just it really has gotten so radical and so polarizing and so disconnected, and the Democrat Party really has become this elite ideologue, just force their stuff down your throat, and they don't, you know, they don't want Republicans to have a seat at the table. They just want us to shut up and do what they want, and or else, and you know, and it's a real issue. But I think it's also one of the reasons that Trump won so definitively, because the American people are tired of not having a voice, and frankly, I think that's a message to both parties. But President Trump has given them that voice, and right now, what he's doing in cleaning house in D.C., that's exactly what the American people have wanted for years, and so I think he's spot on.
I do too, Aaron Evans. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have
you
a great
bet.
Day.
Yeah, winning Republican strategies there, and good to get him on again. I tell you, I'm watching who they're kind of priming for next time around. And right now, I think the leader for the left is J.B. Pritzker. When he announces that he's renaming Lake Michigan and all these other things, I think he right now would have to be their contender, their leading contender for 2028. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. J.D. Vance will chew him up and spit him out. John Lamping coming up. Stay tuned.
President Trump has directed Elon Musk and the Doge team to identify fraud at the Social Security Administration. They haven't dug into the books yet, but they suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people who are receiving fraudulent Social Security payments. And so their goal in going into the Social Security Administration is to identify three things. Number one, to identify duplicate payments and to end them. Number two, to identify payments that are going to deceased people who are no longer living and should no longer be receiving that money. And number three, to protect the integrity of this system for hardworking Americans who have been paying into it their entire lives.
Thank you, Caroline Levitt. I mean, the question is, obviously the dead people aren't getting the money. They must have a relative somewhere living on the public dole based on grandma or grandpa's Social Security they're still receiving after all these years. How can we not fix this? I don't know. It's a mystery to me, but we have former Senator John Lamping on the line this morning. And John, when I hear things like that, it just makes me want to put my head through this wall over here. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you and Kim this morning. It's been an amazing 28 days.
Yes.
Only 28 days. It's just more has happened in these last 4 weeks than has happened in, I want to say, decades, as far as like the light being shined on what is this thing called government. And, you know, my favorite little exposed area has been all this goings on with USAID.
Well, I mean, and, you know, I had Wiggins in here last week talking about this, and I've seen these flow charts of the money, $28 million going to some, you know, NGO called Fix the Climate or Climate Fund Change or whatever it is. And then, of course, they take that $28 million and they send $15 million of it to another NGO of their choosing, and then another NGO of their choosing, and then it ends up back in the Clinton Foundation coffers somehow. That is money laundering, and I want to know when we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to kind of understand. It's great, too, that so much of this information has become available live as they uncover it. And what we need to understand is this is the reason that these politicians are as upset as they are is because this is kind of how this is the funding of the career path of a liberal slash Democratic operatives and at times Republican operatives, too.
Right.
And so what happens is when you're in power, when you're the Democrats and you're in power and you set up a government and you hire 2,000 or 3,000 people to come work for you for $100,000, $150,000 a year. What happens when you then leave power and you're out of office, then most of these, a big percentage of these people will go work for a non-for-profit that's funded by USAID, and they go work for hundreds of thousands of dollars of income, not $100,000 of income. And there's this whole big political career machine thing that operates that we're understanding now, finally, that this is how it gets its funding. It's like for someone who watches politics like I do for 20 years now, and you see all of these groups one after the next, and then they come out and or even like when there's a protest and the protest is organized and it's funded and there's water and there's transportation, there's corporate made signs. And where did all this money come from? On our side, we raise it from donors. We go find people that are interested in these things, and we just don't have the same amount of money to get spent. But now we understand where this money came from. It came from us. It came from the taxpayers. And it was interesting to watch. And Elon spoke of this briefly in his press conference with Trump. We talked about how is it that somebody that makes, you know, $100,000, $200,000 a year amasses a net worth of $30 million. Now, that's the trail I hope they go down. And I think the same could be said for the politicians. And there's no better example than St. Louis's own Representative Jasmine Crockett, the African American representative from that represents a part of Texas, but she actually grew up here in St. Louis, went to MICDS, graduated from Rosati Kane High School, and as of 5 years ago was a public defender with no net worth. And her most recent disclosure, she's now worth $9 million.
How does that happen?
So I think how that happens is that she sets up a subsidiary corporation, you know, her name or something, and and it exists, and it maybe exists offshore to some degree, but it exists. And then when she goes and speaks at one of these non-for-profits that's funded by taxpayers, she gets a speaking fee. She gets paid to go attend a conference. And look, at $9 million, that's kind of a low number for somebody who's trying to make a fortune being in government. You look at the U.S. senators, and it's $50, $60, $70 million, and it does beg the question, how did this happen? A lot is made light of the fact that so many of these politicians are such great stock traders. Who knows why they'd be such great stock traders? But I think it's a lot more than that. I think there's a machine that's set up, that's funded by us, has been funded by us, and that money works its way back into the bank accounts of those who are elected. And that's why they are as upset as they are. That explains why their net worths are able to grow by tens of thousand percent while they're in office. And I just hope that Musk sticks around, you know, longer than he might and pursues all these cash flows.
I hope so, too. See, something I saw that happened here in Missouri was that, unfortunately, although I'm not surprised, a Jackson County judge had ruled in such a way that allows Planned Parenthood to resume abortions. I think the first one that was done in Missouri was in the Kansas City area, and some just awful person commented, you know, I'm going to have as many abortions as I possibly can to celebrate. I mean, where do we go from here? Is there anything legally, to your knowledge, that we can do, or this has to go through the House and the Senate?
No, we're back kind of, in some ways, we're back worse off than we were when Roe v. Wade first happened. We're starting from scratch legally. You know, the legal battle has been won through the ballot initiative. There's no energy around putting the initiative back on. And I think in a lot of ways we're worse off because prior to Roe v. Wade being determined, you know, here in Missouri, we had really done a great job over a 15 or 20 year period of eroding the capacity, the ability for abortions to take place. They happened, but it was very, very rare. But from here, it's going to take a big sea change in the public. The fact that we bemoan the fact that we don't have a higher hurdle, that it's not 55 or 60% to change the Constitution. But the fact of the matter is they did get, you know, they got above 50, and that speaks to the culture, or maybe it speaks to funding and it speaks to perception. But one of the most encouraging things I've seen in these first 28 days is we talk about the president's approval rating. And you know that his approval rating is highest on people under 30. And as a very conservative Catholic, there are so many Catholics in his cabinet. J.D. Vance is kind of poster child for conservative Catholicism.
Right.
It's going to take a cultural sea change, in my mind, for abortion to be wiped away. And it may take 15 or 20 years, but I think it'll take a generation of younger people who, as they become leaders in the culture, and they come into greater power as they leave their 30s and enter their 40s and 50s, that they'll demand that change take place. It is remarkable to see the youngest people in the country shifting hardest to all the things that this administration is doing.
Well, let's hope that happens even more quickly than what we've seen so far. John, thank you for your thoughts this morning.
Stay safe. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon. John Lamping there, former Missouri senator. Yeah, he's right. Mm-hmm. We've got no one to blame but ourselves. Oh, and Caleb Rowden. Don't forget that.
But it will take a heart change to do something with abortion.
Yes, I agree. I agree completely. Coming up, we'll get to another news. Next hour, we're going to check in with our friend Mark Walters, host of Armed American News, get his thoughts on the court decision overturning at least a part of the fire owner's ID card law in the state of Illinois. That's all coming up on 2A Tuesday.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Ozzy Osbourne has confirmed he won't be playing a full set with Black Sabbath at his upcoming Back to the Beginning farewell concert, but will join them for select moments. Speaking on his Ozzy Speaks show, he explained, "I'm doing little bits and pieces with them. I'm doing what I can where I feel comfortable." Now, this is happening over in England. It's in July. It's going to be this huge farewell final show for Ozzy. There's a powerhouse lineup: Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, Pantera, Alice in Chains. Anybody in the metal scene is basically going to be over there. And Osborne says he hasn't performed since 2018 due to Parkinson's.
Wow.
His farewell show.
That's like seeing Alice Cooper, though. Because Alice Cooper is not really there a lot of his show. He does like two or three set pieces where they, you know, they chop his head off and they kill him and they do all that stuff. But he's really not there for a lot of the show.
I'll be honest, I can't imagine what those tickets are selling for.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that it would cost you a small fortune to fly over there and back just for the show, but I'd love to see that last
concert. It might be worth it for that one, especially if you're a metalhead.
I'm sure there'll be a pay-per-view where you can watch it on afterwards, but still, that what a
you
great
know
show.
Sharon will do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to make that money.
Uh-huh.
Grammy Award-winning musician Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, they will be performing at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center in St. Louis on August 6th. Tickets are going to go on sale Friday at MetroTix. They range from $50 to $100.
I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, are you?
All right.
I am. I'm going to see Herb Alpert. He's the only person with a number one song that is an instrumental, and then he also had, like 30 years before that, a vocal that he sang on.
What was that one called?
That was the song that I was playing for you this morning. This Guy's in Love with You.
Oh. Huh.
That's really cool. Good for you.
Thank you. I've never seen him in... You know every single one of those songs. Ethan's like, that song's in a movie. That song's in a movie.
Yeah.
That song's in a movie.
This apparently is his first tour in 35 years. So
that's
kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He's 89.
Wow.
That would be why.
Yeah. That would explain it.
He'll be 90 by the time he plays here in August.
Holy cow. Cool.
NBC's Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special was a massive success, drawing in 14.8 million viewers across NBC and Peacock, making it the network's most watched primetime entertainment telecast in 5 years. The nearly four-hour event featured appearances from SNL legends, A-list celebrities, and musical guests, including Tina Fey, Jimmy Fallon, Bill Murray, etc., etc. Although there were some major names who were noticeably absent, Dan Aykroyd acknowledged the anniversary on social media but did not attend, while Bill Hader declined the invitation, though he appeared in commercial. Dana Carvey and Colin Quinn were also missing. And
Then
Dick Ebersol was unable to attend, but that was for health reasons.
I couldn't figure out why Dana Carvey wasn't on there. That was weird.
That was weird.
The best part was Eddie Murphy doing a Tracy Morgan.
Totally agree.
Did
oh my
really?
Gosh, it was awesome.
Standing next to Tracy Morgan.
Doing a Tracy. I'm sorry, did you watch the whole thing, Carl?
I did.
Okay. I wish, now that I've seen a few highlights of it, I kind of wish I'd watched
it. There are some things you can skip. Everything went on too long, and it was, some things were grating.
What was it that they froze Han Solo in the carbonite?
Carbonite, yes.
So did they freeze Cher and just bring her back for that? I mean, she looked amazing.
If you,
how old is she?
Good.
80? Yeah.
If you watch the concert that they did on Friday night, she was the best performer of everyone.
Wow.
And she sang If I Could Turn Back Time.
Without autotune?
And she did. Oh, she was.
Was it really her or was it like a lip sync?
She sounded fantastic.
Holy cow.
She's 78.
78. Sorry, I dated her too late.
And her boyfriend's like 16.
Yeah.
He's young.
Oh, he's
a young kid.
He's legal.
I know.
He's 19.
He is.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to at least make him legal.
Yeah, make him legal at least.
Come on.
All right, fine. Elon Musk announced that Grok 3, the latest version of X's AI model, will be the smartest AI on Earth when launched. It actually launched last night. He's claiming it surpasses OpenAI, ChatGPT, and China's DeepSeek in math, science, and coding based on early testing. X users can access Grok 3 for free with limited queries, while unlimited use requires $8 a month per
year. Do you know what it does?
It's just AI. It's kind of like ChatGPT. It's X's
version.
So
what, you can ask it to write things for you?
Yep.
Yes, you can.
And it'll be 100% maybe correct.
You can ask it to write the news for you each morning.
Yeah, that'd
Kim.
Be nice.
How about
you
that?
You literally can.
Yeah.
And I'll just say it's Grok's fault if anyone has an issue with it.
Give me the top headlines from St.
Blame
Louis.
Blame Elon.
Yeah. Only we knew people.
Everybody
doing
else
that.
Is blaming him for sure. All right, coming up, we are going to get to our friend Mark Walters 2A Tuesday. We're trying to get Janice Dean from the Fox Weather Channel. Stay tuned in the next hour. We'll keep you updated on the roads.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.